The next Mishnah. Mi shenizrikolov echod min adamim. Let's say this Nazir had at least one of his kabanas were brought. One of the three kabanas were brought. Mi shenizrikolov echod min adamim. V'nitma, and then the Nazir became Tamei. He became Tamei, then, so Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Saiser as a Koyon. Lezer says, yes, still it's Saiser. So, even though we had before the Rabbi Lezer holds Acham Lois, it's only Saiser 7 days. So Tayyip says, Ela Saiser Kabonis Koma. That's what our Mishnah means here, Saiser a Koyon, it means the Saiser all the Kabonis. After 7 days, you have to bring all the Kabonis over again. And so he says, Rabbi Lezer goes to Shitosoi, to Yama Begumara, Acha Maisim Kulim, Mutta Lishtas Yayin. That when is a Nazir allowed to drink wine? After he finishes all his halachas. That means after you bring all the karbonas and you take your haircut. So here all you had is just one carbon was brought. And then you became Tomei. Since you did not finish Yilchus Nazirus yet, it's Isa. For Chachamim and Chachamim say no. Since you had one carbon brought, B'dievet, that's enough. And you finish your Hilchus Naziris. So even though you become Tommy now, you're not Saisa. So all you have to do is now, Yavi Shar Kabbanaisav. You can have the Khan and bring the other Kabbanis for you. The Yitter and then become Tor. But it's Mutter the way it is, because since you have one carbon brought, that ends your. Omrulai was said over that Naisa be Miriam Artomidis. And once happened a case by Miriam that came from the city Tarmudis. She was in the zero, and after she finished the 30 days, she brought her first carbon, and they made this rikas adam, ubo the omrullah. And then they went and told her, albita shaisim sakenis. They came and told the news that her daughter was very, very sick. For hocha, and she went to see her daughter, umasa shemesa. And she found out that her daughter was dead already, was mace. And obviously she was in the room, maybe she even touched the daughter. So she became tummy now. So what's the halacha? So she was in the zero that had one korban brought, and then she became tummy. The Yom Ruch HaChom said, Tovi Shar Kabbanaseva Titor. She's not Soyser. All she has to do is just have the other two Kabbanas brought, and let her become Tor. Because we hold that the Chom Shita, that for the Evid, after one korban is brought, you're already finished. You're halachas of a nazir. You're not a nazir anymore. Therefore, if you become tamei afterwards, it's not saisa. You're already finished. You're naziris. The Mara says, "Ketani be learned." Rabbi Eliezer Leimer, saisa es akel. Rabbi Eliezer says one the Mishnah that even after she had one korban brought, then she became tamei. It's saisa es akel. So the Avim in your ears, she has to start over again another 30 days. For the Gemara, I will Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Kol achar malois shiva saisa. We have a lezer sheet is that once you finish counting your 30 days, anything that happens then on only saisa 7 days, not more. So what does our Mishnah say? She became tamei later after the first korban. It's saisa akil. Or my Rav, so Rav answers my saisa nami dekomer Rabbi Eliezer. You know what Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah means to say that at saisa you have to retract, start over again. Saisa kaben oisav. It only means that the one korban you brought doesn't help. That since now it comes out that you're tamei, that you're not at the time to bring the korbanos now, you have to wait 7 days. So you have to start over again with the korbanos, that's all. But the days, all you need is just 7 more days. And Ochinami Mestav, it is the straw like this. The Tony will learn that Chomim Oimrim, Tovi Shar Kabanaseva Titor. That the Chom only said, no, continue, just bring the other two korbanos and you're clean. Shemamino, that's the proof, that is the whole machlokes. That Rav Lezer says, you can't just bring two kabbonis now, you have to bring over again that first korban you brought. And this the Chum say no, that since you had one korban brought, you finished your naziris. So even though she became tamei, it doesn't make a difference. That one korban is good, all she needs is just another two kabbonis. And then the Mishnah brings down, O Maisa Nami Bemiriam Hartomidis. In the case of Miriam from the city Tarmidis, she had one of the kabbonis brought. And they went and told her then that her daughter was a maskenis. She went to see her. She found out she was really mace. That is a shita shmamina. This is the rabbanon shita. That the rabbanon shita is that all you have to do is just bring another two kabbonis and then she becomes tor. It's all right. So Kitzur, that the whole machlokes from Rabbi Elazar and the chomim is only if the carbon is asaisa. That's all. The hadron alecha shloisha minim. Now the Mishnah says, koyein gadol. If you have a koyein gadol v'nozer and a nozer, the locher is ein metamoyim lekroivehim. They have no heter to be metama even to their father, to their mother, to the brother, the sisters. Any kroivim is no heter. The Torah only gives the heter for koyein hedjit. A regular koyin, even though there's an isser to come tome to touch a mace, but his own kroivim, the seven kroivim, you're allowed to be isik by their kfura. Mashenkin, a koyin gadol has no heter. And no one did a nazir has no heter. Kozuman, you're a nazir, you can't be metama, not even to your own father. Avo mitamoyim le mace mitzvah. But in the case that you have a mace mitzvah, there's a mace lying on the street that nobody else would take care of him. If you don't take care of him, nobody else will take care of him. So that's the halacha, then even a kohen gadol and even a nazir then has a heter, they're allowed to be metama to the mace mitzvah. Hoye mahalchim b'derech. Let's say both of them were walking together. You had a kohen gadol and a nazir walking down the road. Hoye mahalchim b'derech. Omosu makes mitzvah. And they found the mace mitzvah now on the street. So the question is, which one of these two people should be eisik in the kfura? Should we tell the kohen gadol to do it? Or should we tell the nazir to do it? So Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yitma Kohen Gadol, V'ya Yitma Nazir. Rabbi Eliezer says, we should rather tell the Kohen Gadol to take care of this mitzvah, but not the Nazir, let the Nazir stay Torah. We'll soon see why. The Chacham say, just the opposite. Yitma Nazir, Fakir, let the Nazir become Tamei, V'ya Yitma Kohen, and don't let the Kohen become Tamei. The Kohen Gadol should be. And don't let the Kohen Gadol become Tamei. Omru lehem Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer now says back, what's his svara? That Rabbi Eliezer says, let the Kohen Gadol become Tomei, not the Nazir. Or Rabbi Eliezer, Yit mokoyein sheinin mei v'korbanat u'mosoi. If the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, he doesn't have to bring any special kabonis. There's no parasha that Kohen Gadol has to bring kabonis. But v'yal yit mo Nazir shumei v'korbanat u'mosoi. But don't let the Nazir become Tomei, because if he becomes Tomei, he's going to have to bring a carbon. He's going to bring a carbon Tumah, and that's not right. We don't want that to happen. We don't want you to have to bring extra Kabonis. So therefore, that's the Svara. Let the Kohen Gadol become Tomei, and not the Nazir. All right, turn over. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shrita. That Yitma Kohen, Sheinamei Bikorban Atumosav, Ya Yitma Nazir, Sheinamei Bikorban Atumosav. Omru loy, on this the Chum said back to Rabbi Eliezer, no, Yitna Nazir, just the opposite. Let the Nazir, let him rather take care of this Meis Mitzvah. In other words, you don't need both, it's not about the case, you don't need both of them. One by himself could take care of it. So since one could take care of it by himself, Avad is a Svara, don't let them both do it. And why should it be Ma'abav Eris? So Avad is a Svara, only let one of the two do it. So Chum say the Svara is, let the Nazir touch the Meis Mitzvah. The Chum Shittu is Omru Loi Yitme Nazir. Let the Nazir rather take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Why? Shein Kedushasoi Kedushasoilom. A Nazir is not Kaddish Loilom. A Nazir is only Kaddish for 30 days. But since he's only Kaddish for 30 days, that Kedush is not so strong. But since it's not so strong, let him touch the Meis Mitzvah. But V'yal Yitame Kohen, don't let the Kohen Gadol touch the Meis Mitzvah. Why? She kedushasai kedushasaylam. Because the Kohen Gadol has a kedusha loylam. His kedusha is loylam. Loylam, man, let me loylam. Man, Mishmin Kozman is a Kohen Gadol. So his kedusha stays longer. So since his kedusha is longer, therefore it's a svara he has more kedusha, and therefore he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah. It's in the case where you have somebody else that could take care of it, where the Nazir could take care of it, that's the Chom Shita that the Nazir should do it, not the Kohen Gadol. Now, the posh of the loch is like the chomim, not like Rebbe Eliezer. So, more stuff like this. Bishleim a kohen gadol v'nozir. Bishleim the machlokes, whether you have a kohen gadol and a nozir walking down the road, and they both meet up now with the meis mitzvah. So, the question is, which one of these two people should take care of the meis mitzvah? Hi, sova, kohen gadol adif. We're chom saying kohen gadol is more chashiv, because he has kedushas v'kedushas olam. He's Kaddish forever, so therefore it's a svara he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah. Let the Nazir rather take care of the Meis Mitzvah. For I Savar, and Rabbi Eliezer Shittur is now Nazir Adif. that a Nazir is more choshev, like we had, because since a Nazir, if he becomes Tamei, he's going to have to bring Kabbonis. So we don't want him to have to bring extra Kabbonis. If a Nazir touches a mace, he has to wait 7 days and then brings us two Kabbonis. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, the Svar is not the Kohen Gadol touch the mace mitzvah and not the Nazir. So tomorrow, Meshuach v'shemen ha-mishcha, though. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol that has became a Kohen Gadol al shemen ha-mishcha. They still have the shemen ha-mishcha Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu's times, and they use it to make the Kohen Gadol a Kohen Gadol. That's called shenimshach v'shemen ha-mishcha. Or else you have a meruva did a Gadol. Or else you have another Kohen Gadol that only became a Kohen Gadol because he was appointed a Kohen Gadol. And his kedush now is because of his begodim, he wears the 8th begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears. Poshna means this man, they didn't have any more Shemen and Mishka anymore. So Mela, then he made a Kohen Gadol only for the fact he was different because he had his 8th begodim. That's called the Ruben begodim. So Shalom is, if you have these two people now, who is more odif, who should touch the Meis Mitzvah? Meshuach for Shemen and Mishka odif. The smartest say that the Kohen Gadol that have received this kedusha, because they had a hamshacha that they poured from the shemen amishka, the special shemen that had kedusha to it, on top of the head of the Kohen Gadol, he has more kedusha. The yilu meshuach the shemen amishka, we have a Kohen Gadol that became a Kohen Gadol because they poured on top of him from the shemen amishka, maybe par habua kol amitzvahs. If he does the chet, his korban is a special korban, he has to bring a special par, an ox he has to bring. Ma'ashenkein v'yilu meruba begodim. But if you only have a Kohen Gadol that only became the Kohen Gadol because he has more begodim, but not because of the Shemen HaMishcha, then the locker is Eina Mevi. He doesn't have to bring the special power of Bo'a Kol HaMitzvahs. So you see there's more halachis to a Kohen Gadol that was anointed through the Shemen HaMishcha. Therefore, it's fair to say he has more Kedusha, he should not touch the Meis Mitzvah. Rather, let the other Kohen touch the Meis Mitzvah. And maybe Meshuach. Now Meshuach Shavar. What's going to be though? You had a Kohen Gadol that was appointed through Meshicha, but he finished his term. He's not the Kohen Gadol anymore. They appointed another one, or Meruba Begodim. And you have here now the new Kohen Gadol that he's only Kohen Gadol because he's wearing the 8th Begodim. They did not anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. So which one of these two people have the more kedusha? So Meruba Begodim Adif. It's more of a svara that the Meruba Begodim, the one that's the Kohen Gadol right now, that's going to do the Avodah, he has more Kedusha. So therefore, if they're both walking down the street and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, it's a svara to let the Meshuach, Shavar, the Kohen Gadol that was once the Kohen Gadol, he should touch the Meis Mitzvah. The Meruba Begodim Adif. Why? Because Avodah. Because he does the, because of it Avodah. He does the Avodah. He's the Kohen Gadol that does the Avodah. V'ilu Meshuach Shavar Lav Bar Avodahu. Mashenkin, the one that was over ready, his term finished already, he doesn't do the Avodah anymore. Since he doesn't do the Avodah anymore, that takes away from his Kedusha. So therefore it's a svara now that he should touch the Meis Mitzvah and not the Kohen that does the actual Avodah. Alright, we'll stop here. You'll start again, Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. Start from the Gemara. Again, just the Mishnah just said a Chiddush that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, both of them are not mitamal lekrovehim. There's no hetter for them to touch any one of their krovim, even the father or the mother. But mitamal meis mitzvah. Both the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir are mutter to touch a meis mitzvah. They can take care of a meis mitzvah. Now the Gemara says like this. Bishleim a Kohen Gadol and Nazir is high sova a Kohen Gadol odif. V'hai sova nozir odif. Heis nemishne tzamach loikis, if you have both of them, a Kohen Gadol and a nozir walking down the street, and they meet into a meis mitzvah. So the question is, you only need one to take care of it. Which one of the two should take care of it? Should the nozir take care of it? Or because his kedusha is not a kedusha oilam? Or should the Kohen Gadol take care of him? Because that's better than the nozir, because if the nozir becomes tamei, you have to bring a korban. So that was a machlokes in the Mishnah. Which one should take care of the Meis Mitzvah and save the other one? Now the Gemara asks, what about Meshuach v'Shemen HaMishcha?